Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, July 20th. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki here taking on your bad advice problems, talking dirty. We're like your little mini porn break in the middle of the day, motherfuckers.
Whoa.
Thought I'd break the ice early.
We're not on the air, are we?
not recording yet, are you? I think I just heard that on the air. Just kidding.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Well, I guess my job is done here.
I guess we're all fired.
Listening to Mo's story today, and I guess you guys had heard it before since he was already on a happy hour, but I am very interested to see how things go for him. He has no, and I look,
hopefully
I didn't have an
really
idea.
Well, right?
But, you know, you can, and this is what I did. We had long, drawn-out discussions about places, like things I'm good at, things I'm not good at, things you should expect to understand about me and where I will probably fall short and blah, blah, blah. But you know what happens? Then the kid is there and all that fucking talk goes poof.
Because someone's got to take care of the kid. So what? In the end, it doesn't matter about you and your wants and needs. It matters that the kid is there and they're screaming and crying. And you guys are the parents.
Right. And it
so
doesn't matter.
So all your best intentions are out the window.
You try to sort it out. You try to be logical and put all the stuff out on the table.
Yep.
And then that face is there looking at you. And you are up, Mo Mandel.
And that other face, the one that was like, don't worry, I got this. It has to go to work. So they're gone.
Right.
And then it's just you and the kid. And you're like,
oh, Mo.
What am I over here, a parent or something? What's happening?
Yeah. The huge difference, though, is, Vinny, when you're planning it, the idea of a pandemic was not even, he's doing this during the pandemic. So he has to have some sort of thought that he has more responsibility.
He has some idea, yeah. You know, I'll give you that, you know, the first kid, I didn't really know what I was getting into, even though I did go through that process of, you know, explaining my shortcomings. The second kid, I was very clear. Like, I and this is going to sound
like
unkind.
What we went through with the first one
almost broke us up. Like, yeah. I don't want another kid. We almost broke up from the first kid. I don't want to do this. Can I be any more clear? Then the conversations were like, look, I get that. I'm going to do all the stuff. You're going to be fine. And then a pandemic happened, and all that shit once again goes out the window, and it's now you are up. And that's how it goes. Yep. And it's okay. We've been able to sort of withstand it, not without some difficulty. But the bottom line becomes, Mo's, wow. I wish I'm watching him and going, there's no way to warn him.
That's the thing about really almost everything in life. You can't really tell someone else. Like, even look at us. We give people bad advice. We could have saved that lady if she'd only listened to us.
Right.
Because people don't have to listen to you, and they've got their own ideas about things, and we are of a nature that needs to make its own mistakes. We
just don't
seem to learn from other people's mistakes.
Is often what people are looking for is just confirmation of their plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't confirm their plan, then they dismiss what you've just said.
Oh, they don't know anything.
Oh, right.
It's just a stupid radio show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are we, though? Are we? Or maybe should you listen to us?
Right.
Just saying. Hang on. I'm waiting for a FedEx package for a friend of mine, so I need to look at this. My tracking alert just happened. Let me have a look.
What?
Yeah. Hang on. You can take all this out. It won't take you long. Let's see. Okay, never mind. They scheduled it for sometime today before 8 o'clock. So that narrows it down.
What?
Nothing. I'm getting my friend's shipping his camera here because he's got a job to do.
Your friend from Mexico? Okay.
That's my friend. And so I just don't want to miss the FedEx guy because I missed the guy yesterday because John was getting his butt scoped out. Ready for heavy duty now. That thing is.
Hey.
Mwah.
Is your friend from Mexico really liking the new decision they've made or the new plan?
They do love it there.
they do.
They do, and they do not own property here anymore. Like that is their home. The problem is work. Everybody's got to work. I think that their original plan was that they weren't going to have to work, but it turns out that one of them can't stop working.
Because of money or because they love it so much?
Money.
You just answered it. No, you just answered it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I don't
know. You don't have to say. We have they're kind of driven.
Right. It's both. They love it to work for the money.
It kind of is both, right?
Right. Sure.
Because he's actually sort of torturing himself
right
with it. But anyway, he's and it's great for me because I get to see him all the time. So
right.
I'm like, I thought you were going to move away forever. Nope. Turns out you're back all the time. That's fantastic.
Like yeah, that's traveling away. Though. Like that, okay, all right.
Yeah, but when they're down there, I mean, it's lovely. But they were telling me that because they're way I think it's pretty far south in Mexico, and so it's pretty tropical. And when they leave, unless they want to leave their air conditioner on the whole time, like all this stuff has to happen in the house. Like there can't be any food really anywhere, and they have to actually take all their clothes out of the closet and put them into these dry storage boxes. Otherwise they just will rot off the hangers. Like it's so moist that everything just gets they, you know, it's
this isn't stuff that you probably plan to talk about, but I do think it's interesting and I'm curious. Like I've been to Mexico a million times. Mm-hmm. I love Mexico. I love the Mexican people. I love the music and the food, and I would never live there. So I'm curious, how much time had they spent there prior to deciding to move there?
It seemed like they would be in Mexico a lot.
Oh, okay. So they're very familiar. And
I'll ask them that next time, though. No, they definitely seemed to think that this was they were like, why would we ever leave here? Except the whole work thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know. So, and they definitely didn't see the pandemic coming because...
Well, again,
they were down there basically the whole time, and they were hunkered down, and they're very, you know, he's like really... I would say he's germophobic and kind of OCD, and he's got some stuff. Like, he's not letting his guard down at all. Mm-hmm. And then everybody who came to Mexico who wasn't a resident there was like, we're taking a break from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Woo! And you know, mm-hmm. hanging out by the pool there and yelling, and they were like, we couldn't go to restaurants, we couldn't go anywhere because no one had a mask on.
Right. Which, no, that's mask not cool. needed. It's Mexico. Right?
Well, I'm sure the Mexicans were like, could you guys put masks on, please?
Maybe,
but also
they
bring
also
us your
are
tourism dollars.
Highly dependent on tourism dollars, right? So if that's what the Americans want, that's what they'll get.
Those ugly Americans.
Well, man, that's okay. That's a trip. I'm glad that it's working out.
Their place is beautiful. I have to say, for what you could get for the same money, you could maybe get a double wide here for the same money. It's like crazy, crazy great what they got. Like it's beautiful. Yes.
One last question,
yes,
and then we'll move on to the events of the day or whatever. So it's just those two?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a bunch of friends down there. There was no like, well, we, you know, this couple and that couple also are in
no,
the area.
It's just them.
Wow.
Yeah, they have family that visit often.
Okay.
Or will once the pandemic thing is done with.
Yeah,
I know his mom and like stepdad have been down there a few times. They like it a lot too. But we have plans to go once everything's all set. And I'm sure it's like 100 degrees there right now. I'm not going there now.
No, it's a bold move. So I give them a lot of credit for taking the leap.
Very bold. In fact, when they first told us years ago, because it took forever to get this thing built. And I mean, it was years between them telling us we're moving to Mexico and them actually making the move.
Oh, they built it from the ground up?
They did, but it's in a complex. So it's like the whole thing had to get built. But we actually threw them two going away parties before their actual going away. Like they kept saying, it's April of next year. And we're like, that's it. We're doing a weekend in Bodega, all of us. And, you know, we did all these like going away parties and they kept not going away. Which you're having, just, you know, call it something else.
Yeah,
just,
that's funny.
Just a party. I know. But now they're down there, and they do seem to really like it. It's gorgeous. Like, the tile work is crazy beautiful.
Except, and their mail comes to your house.
Their mail does come to my house. Right. I'm totally fine with that. I gather it up for them.
So I'll go ahead and leave that in then.
You're a nice lady.
Does.
That is sort of a long... Right. So FedEx at some point is going to drop boxes up house. For this guy. And I'm going to go store it for him. It's going to be fantastic.
That's good of you to do.
Well, I'm a very nice lady. I'm good. Yeah, I'm a good friend to have, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yesterday, I very much enjoyed the letter from... I'm not going to say her name. She said go ahead and say it, but I do feel like... there was enough other stuff said in that, because 6 years ago she'd written us about her alcoholic soon-to-be husband. We said, run like the wind to be free of him. And she married him anyway. And now they've been at least separated and are divorcing, maybe since January.
Yeah.
But there's like a brother who's a pedophile and a mother who's saying he's just misunderstood. She wrote me... she actually started texting me, and we were going back and forth, and she told me a lot of there's some underbelly in this whole thing. That's,
so the emailer texted you,
wound up texting me after she heard herself. She heard her letter run on the air, and she had a lot more info.
And then you two communicated.
We did.
And she filled in some blanks.
She did. In fact, they have no kids, so that makes it.
Oh,
easy.
Good.
That was one of the things that was made it an easier situation to get out of, but. It sounds like she's got some major war stories from this whole thing.
Well, yeah, alcoholics are impossible. That's what it comes down to. And I,
really
as
are.
One, I would always recommend anyone, if you have an opportunity to not be in love with an alcoholic, that's your better bet.
Yep, it's never going to be an easy road. And even, look, I mean, look at you. You're 16, 18 years sober now. And it's still, it's a thing that plagues you. 17 years.
04,
did you say that? Yeah.
04 is when I stopped. And I don't. And I try not to count the years, just because I'm trying to get through each day. I just try to go 24 hours at a time. But that's the bottom line becomes, yeah, it affects me even though I haven't had a drink. There are there are a lot of things I don't cope with well. And I've got, you know, I've got issues for sure. And I tried to talk Christina off of me multiple times.
Oh, you kept saying, I'm sure this will tank it.
You should run for it. Really. Yeah. Don't.
We're going to go. We'll go on a weekend away 2 weeks in. This should ruin everything.
But even
we'll move in together. This should ruin everything.
We were just talking about it. Even with the kids, I was saying to her, look, I'm not equipped to deal with a lot. You shouldn't want to do this with me. This should be some. And she was the whole time. She's like, you're fantastic. I've never met, you know. Oh,
because
this,
she
that.
Never,
she, right?
You
she
never fell off her show,
right?
So she didn't have that experience. But I'll tell you something: you also have to give it to her. She loves you, and she believes in you. Like you were the person that she wanted to have the kids with, and you were the person she decided that she could be her worst and best self with. Like, you know, that's saying something about the way that she feels about you. Mm-hmm. I think that's admirable.
Sure, but
because
I'd
have
think...
wrung your neck, you know, five years in, there's no question. If we made it 5 years, Vinny, you and I would fight all the time. Oh my God. But there'd be so much love. There'd
I don't
be so
know.
Much
we,
love.
I don't know what would happen. I
wouldn't. Well, we wouldn't be having a lot of sex. I'll tell you that right
yes,
now.
Yes, we would.
That's just not going to work.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, we would.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
You met me?
I'd figure it out. I'm
really?
Sure.
Oh, you'd trick me into it somehow? Or
somehow.
Other? Well, I can't blame you. Look at how hot I am. I mean, Jesus. With my little silver streaks. It's good times. Oh, my God. Yesterday?
Yeah.
I was pulling the recycling out of this. It's behind a door. Like, all our trash is behind this door.
Uh-huh. That's hot.
It is kind of hot. So I open the door. I get there's like a, I think it's called a hasp. It goes over... like a thing where you hook your lock onto, so it flips from one door onto the other, and then the lock place comes out of a little hole in the thing that swings over. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that thing, I flick that off of the where the lock goes, and unbeknownst to me, it's sticking straight out, and it's just like a little skinny, sharp piece of metal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I reach down to the bottom where there's like a slide lock, and I slide that over, and I stand up, and I was like bleeding from my head, like you know how head wounds are, And it just, and it hurt so bad. And I'm sitting there and I'm kind of, no one's around because it's just me. And I'm like, I'm bent over, like just trying to not cry, you know, that feeling. And then like tears of blood start coming down my, I'm like, oh. Oh, so then I'm like, oh man, this is so. It hurts so bad, right? So then I'm like dripping blood down onto my Crocs and stuff. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't gouting blood or anything. It wasn't, you know, pouring out, but it was enough, right? So then it's like all in my hair, and I come back over to where John is. I come around. And I know I'm covered in blood, right? And he's all, oh my God, what the hell happened? What happened? And then, you know, I get to be brave at that point. I'm like, it's nothing. It's just a head wound. Honey, don't worry. Don't worry, honey. And he's all like kind of still fucked up from the drugs they gave him for his colonoscopy. Sure. And he's all, you know, is this real life? And I'm bleeding. It was fun. But I didn't need stitches or anything. It was just like a puncture, like a freaking ow.
Oh,
don't
God.
Do that.
I actually just punctured my head. Yeah. Again. It hurts. It's right under my headphone, right there.
You know, I don't know if I've ever told you this. One time, and this was early on in our time in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because it happened in the Fox Towers. Do you remember that building they put me up in?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That was the first 2 weeks we were here.
No. So they put me up in one place, and in the time that we were there for like 2 weeks, I couldn't find another place to live. Like, I hadn't found any place yet. And so that was when I was sort of telling DiNardo, I think I'm going to be living in the Jock Lounge.
Yeah.
Which was really just a skinny little closet office that wasn't. And he was like, no, you're not. We'll get you another place. I know you're trying, and it's going to be fine. I'll take care of you. And he got me a place into the Fox Towers. And one of the nights I was there, I'd been drinking.
Huh.
And this is before things got ugly, although this particular night was ugly. So I'm ripped. And I've been out walking around on Market Street, which is right there, you know, it's really an adventure out here. This is amazing.
My people.
I get back into this apartment and now I'm making this like mac and cheese or something. And I open a drawer.
Yeah.
And I bend down to pick something up. No. And my way up, I just clobber my head. Mm. And you reminded me of it when you said the blood was coming down, like tears of blood, except in this case, it was truly, I set off a geyser. And so I put something on it.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to be okay. This is fine. And I think they even say, like, if you're drunk, you bleed more.
Oh, is that so?
I think so. That's why they don't want you to drink when you get tattoos.
Oh.
So anyway, I can't get the blood to stop. And so like any good drunk person does, I turn off all the food and I just go to bed.
Oh, that's smart.
Right.
Alcohol's a blood thinner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So when I wake up now in the morning, this is in the Fox Towers, I look like something out of a mob movie. It's a murder scene. It's a full-blown murder scene. And I'm still trying to piece it together. Like, what happened? Ow!
Oh, you can barely remember what even happened.
Well, I'm putting it together. It's the first thing I see is, you know, blood everywhere. And I'm like, what in the?
I'll just go to bed.
Oh, my head. Ow.
Should you have gotten stitches?
Probably. I mean, I really bled bad. Like, the pillow was ruined. Everything was bad.
Oh, no, but your pillow. I know how you are about pillows.
The head wounds, they bleed.
They really do. They're actually frighteningly bloody. Mm-hmm. When my kid was, he was probably four or something, another kid was hucking. We were down by the water, and there's, you know, big sort of rocks, like how they do a seawall or whatever. And one kid just, this huge rock landed on my kid's head and just cut him open. And the amount of blood, I was like, okay, he's going to die. Like, there's so much. And I said that in a totally frantic freak out voice in my head. Like, I mean, it was all over him. It was all over me. It was all over the car. It was, you know, as we're rushing him to the hospital. And then they go there, they clean it off, and, you know, we're all freaking out, and everyone looks like, you know, we came in from the zombie apocalypse. And it's, I'm not kidding you, less than a quarter of an inch cut. It didn't, you know, it didn't go down to the bone or anything. It was like a nothing. They didn't even stitch it. They're like, it's totally fine. They put like a little butterfly thing on it and or whatever it was. And like it's just so much. There's just so much blood. But you could lose a lot of blood. I mean, you could probably bleed out through your head. It's not that you should ignore it. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of blood, but it's just a head wound. You know, still no. Pay attention to that, right?
Right. No, I definitely should not have got, like, that stands out
in
my head.
Going to bed is very, very bad.
Looking back, I just think, wow, that was, you know, on the list of dumb things. That was so dumb.
How weird would it have been, too, right? Like, obviously, thankfully, you didn't die, and you're fine. You get up. Right. But if you died, then someone else would have had to piece it together. And how would they have ever known? There'd be blood all over the kitchen, uncooked food on the top of the thing, and a dead dude with a soaked pillow and a cut in his head. Like, what the hell happened?
We suspect foul play.
Yeah. We'd still be looking for your murderer.
You know,
it's that, the drawer in the kitchen.
That place, too, I forget what floor I was on, but it's the Fox building on Market Street in downtown San Francisco. It's tall.
Yeah.
It's not the tallest building by any stretch, but it's tall enough that living
tall enough
in it,
that you wouldn't.
I never had lived in any place with a, you know, a sort of a balcony window. Wow, you could die if you fell. I used to think that I was going to go to sleep and end up walking out on the balcony and jumping off just
sleepwalking
because.
Off
yeah,
of it. Oh my god,
really a trip. Like, I guess you get used to it, but I wasn't there long enough to. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't like it.
I would
at
all. Love that. I'd love to have a balcony that was just dizzying heights.
Out over the city like that?
Yeah.
Oof. The view is amazing, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It was, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, straight down, no. But yes,
right.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Market Street, not the best spot to look down upon.
I wonder how tall the railing was. Was it like mid chest?
Oh,
was
it's
it got to like...
be a standard height, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think now code is 42, but I don't know. As you get hired, do they make it?
I don't know. Super sketchy, though. To
it's kind of dicey.
Yikes.
You ready for a... What do we got for time here?
Oh, yeah, let's
I
do it.
I didn't expect to eat this much time up with head wounds. Oh, my God, we only have 6 minutes left?
Let's do it. Come on, go.
Oh, maybe I want to look for a shorter one.
No. We got this. We can go a little long.
All right. A little long. Secret Show friends, I'm in need of some bad advice. A little complicated. Bear with me while I try to explain it. Don't say my name. Lots of friends and family listen to you. I met my husband about 20 years ago when I was...
What's her name?
I'm not going to say it.
Nice, Bryn.
I met my husband about 20 years ago when I was a freshman in college, and he was a grad student studying in the U.S., like a foreign exchange student.
Oh,
we dated for a bit before his courses were over and his student visa expired. Several years later, we happened to run into each other. He was working here in the U.S., and we started dating right away and got married about a year later. In the 13 years we've been married, we have never gone back to his home country. This isn't too hard to believe because he comes from a developing country where political instability and other issues make it not too safe to visit. Plus, the cost of travel is so much, it's hard to save up enough to travel internationally. But his mom is getting up there in age, and she's been sick. And I think it would be important for her and him for us all to go back and meet her. We have 3 kids, and none of us have ever met his family. So we've been saving up, and once COVID restrictions lift, we should have enough saved up to buy tickets. Since this is inevitable, the whole trip to his home country, my husband has finally told me the real reason why he doesn't want us to go. When he was home for those few years between college and us meeting up again, he had an on and off again relationship with a woman. Basically, they were fuck buddies, and that fucking made 2 babies. I know. It's not uncommon at all where they're from to make babies and then dump them with other family members. Where is this? Neither him nor this woman have taken any responsibility for these children. So even the mom doesn't keep them.
So the grandparents took them and are stuck with them.
Or uncles or whoever, right?
Right.
It gets more complicated. I know this woman. We've never met, but my husband has stayed in touch with her for years. He told me she was his cousin. I know her name, where she works, and that she has two basically grown sons. So I guess she is still in those kids' lives, which is nice that they at least have their mother. He told me she was related to him to make it not weird that they still talk. Here's where I need help. One, I feel kind of like a bad person because I don't have any feelings about these kids. They've got to be somewhere between 17 and 19 years old. They've never known their dad, and he's never known them. Well, one of them did. And it was before I was in the picture, and I'm kind of feeling like, nah, okay, whatever. Is that wrong of me?
Mm. No.
I feel like I should be one of those people who open their arms and welcome them into my family, but I just don't want to. My husband hasn't expressed any interest in that either. I know it isn't right for him to be that way, but what do we do now? Two, do we tell our kids that they have half-brothers? We have three kids, ages 11, 8, and 6. I don't think we should tell them, at least not right now. They don't need to know, and nothing changes for them. They won't have two new brothers to meet because they aren't in our lives at all, so what's the point in telling them outside of relieving their dad of his guilt? Three, is it okay for me to tell my husband that he can no longer communicate with the baby mama? I don't think it's right that he's been communicating with her now that I know they have a history and kids together. I don't think there's anything there between them, really, because they're still talking. And I think they just talk because they both live in different countries. She's been working in Europe for several years. I don't think they talk much about their kids. I don't think there's anything emotional or sexual between them. Really, fuck buddies who have two kids together. So it's not like I feel like he's been cheating on me with her, but I don't think it's right for them to still talk either. And four, do we still go visit his mom now? He's worried these boys will come find us if we do go, and then his secret really is out. I don't think that'll happen. The boys are older and never knew him. Why would they want to come see him? And why would they want to find him and tell his current wife and kids his big secret? Because people. Social media is completely accessible. It wouldn't be hard for them to find their dad on Facebook. They haven't done so. So clearly, they don't have an interest in knowing him. Talked about going to therapy. Really wanted to get real people's thoughts. So that's us, I guess. We're real people on our issue. Love you all.
That is complicated.
Yeah, it is.
That is a mess.
Told you this one is a big one.
Okay, so a couple things that struck me early on before we actually even got to the meat of the story. Christina's mom is from Guatemala. And Guatemala, I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know where it is. It's the next country after Mexico. And it's, you know, they're border buddies, I guess you'd call it.
Not fuck buddies, border buddies.
Right. But I've heard some stories from Christina's mom about how it's a dangerous place. And it's a very poor country. Very poor. And Christina went when she was 18. And I was saying to her, I don't know at what point in our, you know, how you talk with people you're married to, you just, who knows when this was, but I was saying, I would love to take the girls down to Guatemala. I'd love to see it. I'd love for them to see it. They're Guatemalan. Just like I would like to see them, bring them to Italy and let them see Italy because they're Italian. And she said, I would never go to Guatemala ever again. Oh. And I definitely wouldn't bring our kids.
Oh.
And she was like, it's too dangerous. It's not a place where I would want them or myself or you. And besides, you're a germaphobe. You would hate it there. Oh. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, there's not hotels like you would want in Guatemala. Now, maybe that's changed. She hasn't been there for 20 plus years. But,
right.
You know, her feeling of the place where her mom comes from and where she's, you know, I don't know what her ethnicity isn't one of warmth. It's one of fear, frankly.
Right.
So I can see why the husband is saying, if it's a dangerous place, I don't want you there. But then we find out about these kids and it's got nothing to do with that.
Right.
So
it's not. And like the only reason that he even agreed to go is because of his mom being sick. I say, this is what I think you should do. This is just me personally. I'm going to snap judge this thing. I think that you let him go see his mom by himself. And you just wind up never, you don't have any interest in these sons. You don't have that feeling of, oh God, more children from the loins of my love. I would just say, let that guy go. I am weirded out personally by the cousin that he's been talking to all these years.
Those are lies.
No. He's been lying to
this. Okay, I'm glad you hit that because I was going to hit it if you didn't. So the main thing that stands out is their relationship must be so freaking good that she's giving him this gigantic.
Yeah.
This isn't a little lie. This isn't, you know, we did it the one time on a drunken bender when we were on the beach. This is two kids together. I mean, you have
the cousin I talk to from time to time is the mother of two grown boys.
And when you go through that with a person, she should know this. She has kids with the guy herself. It's a major life-changing event. Just the actual delivering a baby into the world where you're holding her hand and she's having a kid and the pain and the baby. And he did that with this chick twice.
All right. What should she do, Vin?
I don't know that I'm going to be over that lie. I don't know. I mean,
saying punt.
Well, no, you can't punt, but I'm saying the idea that she's would even consider going down there is absurd.
Yeah, I
would
right go there.
But for me, that's because this whole yarn he's spun is an insult.
It really makes me question who he is and what's really going on. If this is the stuff he's only telling you because you're going to go see his mom and this might catch up with him. I don't like it. There's a lot to not like here.
And if Nikki Grin, okay,
there's like an onion there. I mean, that they're going to peel at some point, I'm sure.
And if you are in a position where, okay, you've decided you two are not F buddies anymore, although that's how he's described it to you, F buddies.
F buddies who have
girl
two kids together.
Had two kids with.
That's more than an F buddy.
Yeah, that should be a red flag right there. Like, that's how you describe someone you made two humans with?
Yeah, I don't fuck my cousins, so.
Yeah.
But that's the ongoing connection they have where they continue to talk. That's the part, too, where, so he left all that behind and started a new life with you. Except he didn't. He talks to her all the time.
Right.
He knows exactly
how those kids are going. He knows all about these kids. Despite what he's telling you, we don't talk about the kids. Of course you do. There are just two kids.
He's for sure sending money over.
Yeah, he sends money. 100%. I'm with you.
They're probably sexting.
Oh, well, Brynn.
They are fuck buddies after all.
I believe that.
You know what? Obviously. I got to sleep on this one. I probably will get a better idea tomorrow.
Let's readdress tomorrow. I'll run through it again real quick. And also, if people want to send us their thoughts on it. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Any kind of situation, big, small, thoughts on this one, a story. We'll take it all on The Secret Show.
The end.